This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I want to welcome to the show. We talked a lot about these windmills, how awful they are. Bob Stern is president of Save LBI, the LBI Coalition for Wind Without Impact. Bob, good morning. Thanks for joining me today. Appreciate it.
Yeah, hi. Hey, thanks for inviting me. How you doing?
Good. So what is your group working towards?
We are not necessarily opposed to offshore wind, but what we're working towards is to try to get these wind turbines sited in sensible places. And the current project off Long Beach Island, the area for that was selected 10 years ago by some people in the DEP. It didn't get full review by the public or other interested parties. And we think that the current project area is just absolutely horrible. I don't know if you're aware, but these turbines nowadays are 1,000 feet high off the water. You know, that's like three football fields high. They're huge. And the project proposed off LBI would consist of like 350 turbines. They're spaced closely together. Like I said, they're huge. They're going to be clearly visible in almost all conditions, despite what you may have heard from other parties. And that alone is going to cause problems for the island because, as you know, we're a tourist-oriented economy. We like people to come down and rent and visit. And a lot of surveys have shown that people just don't want to do that and look at visible turbines. They come to the shore, you know, to look at something natural, to look at the ocean, to look at, you know, on the beach. So we started off with concerns over the visible impact, and we still have those concerns. And then the more we looked into this project, other significant problems started popping up, like right off this project area. You have the migration of the North Atlantic right whale. It migrates, has to migrate north-south every year. It goes up towards Cape Cod in the spring to feed, and then the mothers go back down to South Carolina in the winter where they give birth. And it repeats this cycle every year, and it has to do that to survive. And the noise, the underwater noise from these large turbines, we have found, based on our work, is essentially going to block that migration. So now you have serious problems with endangered whales as well. And then it gets worse from there. We found that the Department of Defense has a problem with this area. They labeled it as an exclusion zone, meaning that from a defense perspective, they didn't want to see turbines in this area. And we've tried to find out from the Department of Defense exactly what that means. You know, is it a radar interference? Is it submarine detection and so on? But, you know, they're not telling us. Maybe it's classified. And,
really?
You know, we don't know.
That's part of the story that, Bob Stern, I've not heard yet, that the Department of Defense was against these windmills.
Yeah. And, you know, if you're interested, I could email you a map that shows the Navy did show a map on one of these briefings that shows, you know, their exclusion zone, and it's right on top of the lease area. And, you know, so...
Enough then to shut it down? I mean, if the Navy has a problem with it from a national security perspective, isn't that enough to shut down this entire stupid project?
Well, that's kind of what we've been saying. And particularly when you have other sites further offshore, which you do, you have an area that is just further east of this area. It starts about 30 miles out. It's called the Hudson South area. And the federal agency is beginning to lease out there. And there's plenty of room out there. It's a huge area. So what we've been saying is put the turbines out there. Avoid the visible impact to the shore and the economic impact. Avoid that migration path for the right whale. It's just common sense. I couldn't agree.
And you wouldn't see the windmills from the shore if they put them there. Is that true?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly right. And so, you know, what we're asking basically, just let's put some common sense into this and site the turbines in a smart place, and everyone will be happy. You know,
well, except the birds. The birds will not be happy when they get killed by the windmills. And, you know, a lot of the clams and mussels and the sea life, they're going to be, I mean, there is going to be a lot of destruction caused by these windmills.
There's always an impact, Rich. Yes.
Yeah.
You're never going to make it perfect. You just got to try to get rid of the worst. Absolutely right.
And I understand your point. Your point is we're getting windmills regardless. So let's at least put them in the proper spot. And I understand that point. I know there are other people that say we need to just fight these windmills completely and just say no to them. And I'm on that side. But I realize that I'm probably not going to win that fight because it seems like Governor Murphy is going to die on this hill. He wants these windmills. And there are going to be hundreds and hundreds of them up and down from LBI all the way down to Cape May. I mean, it's going to completely change the Jersey Shore forever, Bob. Look, I grew up going to the Jersey Shore every summer of my life, except for one, going to the Jersey Shore as a kid. I cannot imagine what this is going to do to our beloved shore.
I couldn't agree with you more, Rich. I could not agree with you more. Oh, sorry. Someone else is calling.
They heard you on the show. You're famous now. That's why.
Well, yeah, fame. I don't need fame. I just want common sense. That's all I want.
Bob Stern's with me. He's president of Save LBI, the LBI Coalition for Wind Without Impact. I love LBI. I always describe LBI as it's half New York, it's half Philly. Would you say is an accurate description?
Yeah, I can live with that. Sure.
At some point, there's going to be a war, you know.
Well, you know, we've got people, Rich, in our organization who feel like you, that they don't believe there should be any offshore wind. We have also people who accept and want offshore wind, but again, want it sited sensibly. And so to accommodate both of those views, you know, we tried to pick a goal that we thought was realistic.
Sure.
Like you say, you know, projects are coming. To try to stop everything, probably not realistic, but, you know, let's at least implement the program in a way that you don't leave all kinds of collateral damage in its wake, like the shore and the whales and the birds. And the other thing, when you mention birds, we also have the piping plover. It's a bird, an endangered bird that migrates, and some of them come to the island. They have a nesting ground on the island in the southern part of LBI. And now these birds, I don't know how the hell they're going to get from offshore into the nesting ground. They're going to have to cross 15 rows of wind turbines with blades 100 meters long. We really think this is going to be a disaster for the piping plover bird as well. So, you know, look, if people, you know, there's a lot of issues here. If people want more information, I'd refer them to our website, savelbi.org. And if they want to help us fight this thing, that would be appreciated. We have tried to talk to the federal and state agencies and get a more reasonable approach. They're not listening. So we were forced to file a lawsuit against the federal government. And basically that lawsuit says they did not follow the law when they selected these areas to begin with. And that lawsuit is pending in the District of Columbia court system. And I hope the judge rules in our favor, because then that would force a relooking at these wind areas. They call them wind energy areas. And I think if we were able to relook at this thing with the public, with getting all the interests involved, I think we could come up with something sensible. So we're hopeful that the court will rule in our favor, but you can never tell.
Yeah, no. And Bob, what's the name of the website again?
SaveLBI.org.
SaveLBI.org.
Yes.
Bob, thank you. Listen, I appreciate you coming on. I appreciate the good fight, man. And keep me posted, all right? SaveLBI.org.
I will. We'll put you down on our email list, keep you up to date on what's going on.
Thank you, Bob. Best of luck. Bob Stern, president of Save LBI.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.